Well, it's not every day that someone has an aircraft carrier named after them. I'm Joel Westfall. I'm the deputy director of the Gerald R. Ford Museum and Library. There are only a number of aircraft carriers in service at any given time, and some of them, of course, are named after presidents. And it's a great honor for President Ford to have this carrier named after him.
The commissioning of this aircraft carrier, what are your feelings?
Well, I think this is a great event. It's a great honor to President Ford. The carrier itself is a marvel of engineering. The fact that it's going to allow the kind of force projection that the Navy needs and also be able to provide it with, my understanding, is 1,000 less crew members, which is certainly an undertaking. We have a very large event going on at the museum on the 22nd. It begins here at 9:30, where we'll have a lot of family-friendly activities going on. We are also having a very special guest, Admiral Patrick Walsh. Now, Admiral Patrick Walsh, in my world, being from the Navy, is what we call a rock star. He was the Vice Chief of Naval Operations, which was the number two guy in the military side of the U.S. Navy, and then went on to be commander of the Pacific Fleet. He will be talking. We're going to have the Salvation Army Band here, other special events. We're going to have a live stream from Norfolk for the commissioning.
Admission at the museum will be free of charge. WGVU will also stream events live at WGVU.org. Just click on the LZ Michigan banner. Patrick Center, WGVU News.